That is just one of many fires waiting to be started. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, one of the fun parts of clearing brush and clearing fence rows and clearing wooded patches that you want, you know, to not be wooded patches anymore is the accumulation of a brush pile. Now, this is on my cousin Mike's place, which is next door to our farm. We've got a few such brush piles on our place as well that are just waiting to be burned. And it makes me a little nervous, if I were to be completely honest with you, burning these things. There's a reason we don't burn them when it's real windy, and there's a reason we don't burn them when it's real dry. If you've ever had one get away from you, cross a property line, get onto the neighbor's place, or burn up a whole field or whatever, then it'll give you a healthy respect for what fire can do. I mean, these things can, a fire can get away from you really quick, and you don't want to be the guy that requires the assistance of the local fire department or local fire departments, because, you know, several years ago that was me, and I don't ever want to do that again. But fire can be a healthy thing. It can be a helpful thing. I mean, not only does it get rid of unwanted brush, you can use it in wooded areas to get rid of underbrush so that there aren't wildland fires, out-of-control fires. Forestry services use it all the time. Fire can be a helpful thing when controlled. I think that's why James said in the book of James chapter 3 that the tongue is a fire. That when controlled, there are incredibly helpful things that can be accomplished with the power of the tongue. As a matter of fact, you have the power of life and death, the word would say, in what you say, in your words. You can speak life, you can build up, you can edify, we can change lives with our words, with our tongues. We can also destroy them. There's a lot of power in what we say. So, can I just tell you, the Word would also say that what we say comes from our heart. And so we tell on ourselves a lot with our words. So today, maybe we can give a little thought to our words. Maybe we can give a little thought to what comes out of our mouth. There's great power in the fire that the tongue holds. May you use that power to build up and not tear down. Hey, that's just a thought, and it's just coming from a guy that sits on a tailgate in the middle of a field. But I hope it encouraged you today. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to me ramble. I hope you have a great day. Listen, I love you. And until next time, have a great week. And we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.